The Fed and Trump face off when fiscal and monetary policy collide. You've experienced it. I've experienced it, where these people talk about like a little inflation's a good thing, or, oh, no, we really listeners in Germany and Australia and Canada and Brazil. So I guess all of Franklin's guys are joining in today, his fan club from around the world. But you've experienced this economic doublespeak where something that would sound good to the man in the street, like maybe full employment, for instance, they say, oh, that's bad. It'll cause inflation. Or, oh, we want a little bit of inflation because supposedly I think businesses make more money or you have more money flowing around to help all of commerce or whatever else. Is that what you're talking about with Greenspan doing this kind of incomprehensible doublespeak?
Well, he's managing expectations. They're mystifying the public to keep the victims in the trap. Mm. That's the main thing. But I think I'd like to address what you just said. When the Fed says they need inflation, they're absolutely right, and here's the reason. Under a fiat money system, all the money is borrowed into existence.
Right.
And that means at the end of the year, because that money is born with an interest rate burden, if the money supply is not bigger than it was at the beginning of the year, then somebody's going to go bankrupt.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
And, I mean, I learned this from John Exter, who was a central banker, great, great, great man, a big gold bug, and he was educated at Harvard, among other places, during the Great Depression. And he made the comment to me on the phone one time, I'll never forget it, his voice kind of dropped, and he said, oh, when that inflation takes hold, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You see, what happens is the money supply begins to implode. People refuse to borrow. Banks refuse to lend. The money supply implodes. There's less and less money, so the interest can't be paid, and it's a self-reinforcing cycle.
Yeah.
What has happened is this. If you step back and get the long-term view, what has happened is that a huge debt bubble has been created over really the last 50, 60 years.
Right.
And that bubble is going to burst. This has happened hundreds of times in history.
Mm-hmm.
For 5,000-6,000 years, it's been happening. And there's always a jubilee. There's a collapse of the debt, a default on the debt. And it doesn't matter whether they default outright or they inflate the debt away. Either way, there's going to be a default. And that is actually a deflationary pressure,
right,
behind that masks the monetary inflation. So what the Fed is going to do, what the government and the Fed will cooperate in doing, is printing more money somewhere or the other, getting more money out there. But the fact is that behind that, there will be deflationary conditions in the economy,
mm-hmm,
where there's less activity, there's less risk-taking, and the economy is shrinking. And that's what we're facing. There's going to be a default on that debt.
Right.
It can't be paid. I mean, you can look at any... Go to the Federal Reserve of St. Louis. They've got a database named Fred. And kick up all the charts you want, man. I mean, you can have charts till they come out your nose. And you will see every one of those debt charts is a hockey stick chart.
Yeah. Yep.
In the last 15 years, they've just gone crazy.